I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Hey, Little Bob here. Bob's Discount Furniture has the furniture you've waited 250 years for. We've got power reclining sofas as low as $7.99, five-piece dining sets as low as $3.99, Bob-O-Pedic mattresses for as low as $2.99, and of course, feature-packed bestsellers like my Playday sectional with pop-up sleeper sofa. So stop in or shop mybobs.com to see where America shops for furniture.
Oh, my Bob!
Now open in Vestal.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
From picturesque views to rare plants and animals, a new trail on the peninsula will welcome visitors starting Monday. KCBS's Mike DeWald reports from San Mateo County. The 6-mile trail is the latest piece of a longer route with more ambitious aim.
On a clear day, hikers, cyclists, and equestrians can see a little bit of everything from the Skyline Watershed Ridge Trail, the ocean, the bay, Mount Diablo, and more, says Tim Ramirez, Division Manager for Natural Resources and Land Management with the San Francisco PUC.
Along the way, you'll get a chance to also walk by some interpretive signs and help try to go into more detail about all of those things, the history of the land.
Beyond the views, this 6-mile out and back stretch offers a chance to learn about our region and where our water comes from.
The city is a big hub, obviously, and we're a department in the city county of San Francisco. Our wholesale customers ring the Bay Area, all the way up to South Bay through Hayward.
The trail runs along Skyline Boulevard, just south of Highway 92. This trail also marks the latest leg of the Bay Area Ridge Trail, connecting the entire Bay Area. Ridge Trail Council Executive Director Janet McBride says it's about 3/4 of the way done.
It's going to be a 550-mile elliptical loop.
About 2 miles of this trail is flat and accessible for all. The trail is free, but it does require a permit that can be accessed online. In San Mateo County, Mike DeWald, KCBS.
And heads up, if you're looking for a quick trip to Vegas, Oakland might be your lucky destination. As KCBS's Matt Bigler reports from Oakland San Francisco Bay Airport, where a budget airline is returning to serve East Bay air travelers.
Frontier Airlines' new nonstop service to Sin City kicked off in classic Las Vegas fashion with a prize wheel for passengers. But the real prize is the cost of one-way fares, $29. Frontier spokesperson Tyree Squires.
People are looking for affordable flights.
Rob Martinez from Vallejo was flying to Vegas with his family. They usually take BART for a flight out of SFO.
This makes it a little easier because the prices are cheaper and then, you know, it's also closer, obviously.
Congresswoman Latifah Simon pointed out that low airfares are important for folks flying to the Bay Area.
It's the family being able to come from Nevada to Oakland to get excellent cancer care for their children at Oakland's Children's Hospital at a price that they can afford.
The $29 fare is a promotional price. Regular ticket prices will likely be over $100, but that's still far less than competing one-way tickets. At OAK, Matt Bigler, KCBS.
What's better than a day by the pool during these dog days of summer? KCBS's Shannon Golden reports one San Francisco senior dog rescue is hosting a pool party this weekend to help pups find their forever homes.
Adorable and aging older pups whose names fit well with this weekend's splashing shindig.
We have Beach Ball, Flip Flops, Pac Sun, a few others that are really going to shine at the pool party. So, oh, we have a dog named Pool Party, actually.
You can meet them all this Saturday and Sunday from 11 to 4 at the Rescue's Mission District headquarters. Angela DiMartino with Muttville says there will be treats and refreshments, chances to win prizes, and And the dogs will be dressed up in bikinis and Hawaiian shirts, naturally, and will be playing or lounging in kiddie pools.
Just some fun photo opportunities. It's going to be a really nice community event. We would love to get a ton of dogs adopted, then that's why we're waiving those adoption fees.
And Muttville reps will be on site to help you make sure the decision is right for you.
It's a lot of conversation to learn about what the person's looking for, because we want it to be a perfect match. But the benefit here for Muttville, too, is if it's not the right match, we always guarantee that we'll take our dogs back.
In San Francisco, Shannon Golden, KCBS.
And this is an interesting one. The Oakland Zoo is touting the birth of three endangered sacred ibis chicks, the first in North America to be raised without human intervention. KCBS reporter Holly Kwan explains why that's key.
When baby ibis chicks are hungry, they let you know. Fish and mealworms for this brood, of which there are only 2,000 to 3,000 left in the wild, primarily in Madagascar, but their numbers are dwindling. Ibis keeper Ariel Bowen explains why it's preferable they don't feed these chicks by hand.
That bird is likely to imprint on humans, and so they won't necessarily see other birds as their flock. They may see humans as their flock. We don't prefer that here. We prefer what has happened in this nest, which is us being hands-off.
You can see the babies, one still in the nest, the two others testing out their wings on the path behind the aviary. At the Oakland Zoo, Holly Kwan, KCBS.
Well, in honor of National Radio Day, KCBS's Atta Shaheen pointed his microphone around our very own newsroom, trying to figure out what we're all doing here.
Anchor Danny DiCrescenzo knows exactly what radio is.
It's this magical box or app that can tune in to various radio waves.
And he knows what goes into it.
It's not this glitzy, glamorous realm you probably imagine. It takes a lot of patience. The final product you get is the most curated version of what goes into it.
But why is it special?
You're really painting a picture with words, with sound.
That's producer Andrea Madison.
You kind of have a finger on the pulse of what's going on in your neighborhood, your town, your city.
I like to just tune the dial sometimes. It's a little bit of analog feel.
Morning producer Randy Demolig is among the young cohort here at KCBS, along with production assistant Chris McNicholas.
And radio has always just stood out to me as more of a unique medium.
Who thinks people will still be celebrating National Radio Day even after the old timers here in the newsroom hang up the headset.
People are going back to the more of the analog stuff, so I think radio is making a comeback amongst people in my generation.
In San Francisco, Atta Shaheen, KCBS.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about, like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you and prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Row. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill and now on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss at the lowest price available. That's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Row. Go to row.co/listen to see if you qualify. Rx only. Go to row.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Well, pasta for a year or even a lifetime, that's what one San Francisco business is offering in exchange for a little help getting its third location up and running. KCBS's Shannon Golden with that story from the Mission District.
Opening a restaurant in San Francisco is hard. Anthony Strong, chef owner of Pasta Supply Co., has done it twice in the Inner Richmond and the Mission.
And we just got a new space in Coal Valley.
In hopes of avoiding long-term debt from an institutional lender, they're asking the community for help funding the new spot.
What we're doing is one package of our pasta a week for an entire year. So it's any of our pastas. We have somewhere between 25 and 30 different fresh pastas.
That costs $550, and for $4,000, you'll get that deal for life. Strong says they've already gotten a lot of interest.
Not going to lie, we got choked up seeing it. It means a lot to us that we mean that much to the neighborhoods we serve.
There are still some memberships available. In San Francisco, Shannon Golden, KCBS.
Well, an Oakland high school student is recovering after being stabbed during a school fight. KCBS's Virginia Van Zant joins us live from Castlemont High School in Oakland. Virginia?
That's right. It happened around 10:15 this morning. Several people got into a disagreement that led to a physical fight in the back parking lot of the school. That's according to Oakland Unified. Now, Oakland police say a juvenile victim was involved in the fight with other students at the school when they were injured with a sharp object. And that student has been transported to a hospital and is in stable condition. Oakland police say multiple juveniles have been detained in connection with the incident. Now, looking across the street at Castlemont High School right now, you can see that there are still students walking around on campus. School was not closed for the day, so they're finishing out their school day. And this is just the second week back to school for these kids. I just spoke with former Oakland council member Lauren Taylor, and he says that school council members can do a better job at mitigating these kind of issues that potentially came up over the summer that are now being brought into school. Here's Lauren Taylor.
When we have the counselors, the mental health support, the violence prevention folks that should be embedded in the schools, they should be engaged with our young people early as they come back and transition back in order to help support.
So there's Lauren Taylor, former Oakland council member. Now we're still waiting, hoping for another update on the juveniles that were detained in connection with this incident from Oakland police. Report live, Virginia Van Zant, KCBS.
All right. Thank you, Virginia. Well, meanwhile, Dublin Unified School District is setting itself apart in an effort to combat excessive student stress. KCBS's Atta Shaheen tells us about the controversial cap on the number of advanced placement classes students are allowed to take.
After former Dublin Superintendent Chris Funk noticed a worrying trend in his decades of education, he led the effort to limit the amount of weighted AP classes students are allowed to take.
There just seemed to be this unhealthy race to the top to try to accumulate as many advanced placement and honors courses as possible. And all that has done is to create a lot more stress among families and students.
He said he's even seen students driven to suicide among excessive academic pressure. Now, Dublin students are allowed a maximum of 4 AP classes per year and 11 throughout high school.
There's always pushback whenever you make change like that, but to me it was minimal. You know, we had an appeal process set up.
Students who want to go over the cap can sit down with a counselor, explain why, and make a plan for handling the workload. But Funk said out of thousands of students, he only saw a couple dozen appeals in the short term. And it's important to remember, he said, college admissions only compare students within their own district. Atta Shaheen, KCBS.
Well, you never know what you'll stumble across in Golden Gate Park. And as KCBS's Megan Goldsby reports, a whole lot of people are finding themselves at free concerts this summer in the park's music concourse.
I love it. I feel like most of the people don't come to the park looking for it. They just hear it and then follow it in.
Because with the more than 120-year-old band shell, Sarah says the music can sound even better the farther back you are from the stage. She came to see the Sea Breezy Quartet, and it was a little breezy and the kind of cold you'd expect from an August night in San Francisco, but people were still huddled together enjoying the free show. A nice turnout, says Mitch.
For this kind of weather, it's pretty good, yeah.
He goes to a lot of these shows put on by the nonprofit arts group Illuminate.
They do this kind of stuff on Wednesdays, then they have bands on Fridays that are usually like, you know, different kinds of things. Then on Saturdays, they often have like theme events and things like that. And then there's reggae on Sundays, so there's a lot of different things to see.
You've seen it all.
Yeah, pretty much.
The free concerts, more than 125 of them this year, run through November in Golden Gate Park. Megan Goldsby, KCBS.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts. And stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying, play KCBS Radio.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Outdated automation doesn't have to slow you down. Graybar helps you identify risks, modernize strategically, and minimize disruption every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.